running, running. Thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Giving you glory, giving you praise. Because you're worthy to be praised. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the saints of God. Thank you for every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Thank God for Jesus. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to feel the joy of the Lord. Our sister Nevitt have just got through saying, always remember when you in the hands, just make sure you in his hand. When you in the hands of the Lord, he got everything under control. Always remember that. Always remember that. Always remember that. He got everything in control. Yes, sir. If you just stand still and wait on the Lord. Yes, sir. When your enemy thinks he got you down by your neck, that's when God triumphs. Always remember that.
Yes, sir.
And I know some of you may think, well, that's a real joy that these folks got. Yes. It's a joy that we can't understand. It's unspeakable joy. See, folks that not saved, they trying to find joy. When they get this, they say, I got joy. A few years, or a few weeks, a few months, they lost that. I'm still looking for some joy. I'm seeking for something else. When I get that, I still don't have that joy. I seek for something else. I'm looking for joy. I go find something else. I get that. I'm still seeking for joy. But when you get the one time Jesus joy,
amen.
Notice folks in the world, they feel like we ain't got no joy.
Yeah.
You're not having a good time. I'm having the best time I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I got joy. You still seeking for it. I already have it. Yeah, a joy we can't fully understand. A type of joy when I'm going through my tests and my trial, in my persecution, I still can say hallelujah. Because I got joy that God gave and can't nobody else take it from me. Ain't you glad of that? Oh, boy. It sounds like the other side of salvation. And I don't want y'all to take it lightly. Please don't. Please don't take this teaching that I'm bringing you lightly. It's come from heaven. It's up to you to believe it. It comes from heaven. It may not be helping you, but it's helping the real saints. I promise you. This is something you need. It's something you need. You face this every day. That means so many saints fall by the wayside. Because they don't know there is another side of salvation. But when you know it, you know how to stand and wait on the Lord then. They'll teach you that you can't be defeated.
All right, sir.
I say they'll teach you that.
Yes, sir.
That you cannot be defeated.
Yes, sir.
When God got you going through your trials and your tests and your persecution, if you just stand still.
Yes,
make you go through your daily occupations. Everyday things we run into. So don't take it lightly. I'm helping some. I may not be helping some. But I pray I help you. Because this stuff is very important. Yeah. The other side of salvation. A glorious side. There's a cross side. That's that suffering side. You get the first side, the other side automatically just follow. You can't get the first side and leave the other side off. Yeah, it's going to tag along with you everywhere you go. You try to shake it off, but you can't shake it. Yeah, trying to get around it, but it's still there. In other words, you're going to catch some hell if you follow Jesus. Yeah, you're going to catch some hell if you're following Jesus. Bless his holy name. We're going to read one or two scriptures, Luke 9. The 23rd verse said, and Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Same shall save it. The other side of salvation. And my brothers and sisters, the saints of God is really hated by the world for Christ's sake. They really hate it for Christ's sake. The world can't stand Christ. That means when you watch television, see things going on, the world follow the world. They support the world. When worldly folk put on things, everybody be there. The sad thing, most of us be there. Yeah, most of us be there. But the world hate Jesus for Christ's sake. Really, the world don't care nothing about us. It's about Jesus that they're angry with. The devil is angry with Jesus. And if you follow Jesus, you represent Christ. And if you represent Christ, the world gonna hate you because of Christ. And that's what he wants us to do, to stop representing him and start getting back representing the devil like we was before we met Christ. And he won't bother you no more. But if you follow Christ,
yes, sir.
God knows the devil gonna mess with you. You can walk with him every day and pat him on the back. He still don't care nothing about you. He ain't got no love in him. Bible said that they are coming to do three things. Steal, kill, and ain't no love nowhere. All right. The devil even not our buddy. He can't stand the folk working for him. Ain't no love in him at all. So when you stand up for Christ, he hates you. He can't stand you. And since I got to know Jesus, we can't stand one another. You just need to get to know him. And when you really get to know him, you can spot him, the devil, then. But when you don't know Jesus, you don't know where the devil is.
Oh, yes, sir.
But you got to know him first. And when you know him first, you can spot the devil anywhere, just about. They hang around everywhere. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, if you notice, we always want to keep up with the promises of God on the glory side of salvation. Can I get a witness? Go to the bookstore, you find the title, All the Promises of God. I picked up that book years ago, and I said, that's not right. It's not right. Something ain't right here. That been years ago. But something wasn't right. All the promises. But they have only the glory side. All the promises, all the good things that we call good things about the Lord. The love, the joy, the peace, all that. He shall supply my need, all of them, according to his riches and his glory. And all the good things that he promised you. But he left some more off that he didn't tell us. The book, the author didn't treat us right. He didn't treat us right. Just like there is a glorious side that he promised, there is another side he promised. It's the cross side. I say he promised. If you're going to put the glorious side in there, you ought to put the cross side in there. You ought to put the suffering side in there. When you tell me all nothing but the glorious side, I'm looking for nothing but glorious things. Jesus, nobody bother me. Everything all right. No, I done got messed up somewhere. Y'all tell the whole story. I'm being deceived. And read nothing but the good things the Lord said. Watch this. Watch the other side that we don't read much. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. That's a promise. But it's not in the book that you bought. You better pick up the right book. Blessed are they when men shall revive you. And say, oh, marry Eve against you falsely for my name's sake. That's a promise. That's a promise. But they don't have them in the book. And deceiving us. Here I'm walking with somebody and be my enemy at the same time. And then get deceived when he or I turn on him or he turn on me. I think y'all to get the whole story. And my brother and sister, I want y'all to watch something. Peter tells us that we should consider suffering as a normal Christian lifestyle.
a normal Christian lifestyle.
That's right.
Don't be surprised.
Right.
It's normal for us to go through our trials and our testing. The Bible already done told us. But let's get your Bible there for a minute. I want y'all to listen at Peter. 1 Peter 4:12 through the 14 verse. It's a normal lifestyle. Watch Peter now. We're talking about the other side of salvation, right? We're talking about suffering. And we need to know this stuff. Read it, Lester.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial,
God Almighty,
which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you.
Y'all see that? Don't what? Think it what? Strange. God Almighty. Y'all look at that good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For a Christian to suffer is our normal lifestyle.
All right.
Don't think it strange. When fire concerning, look, them the worst kind of trial, the fire trial.
All right.
Which is to try you. As though some strange thing have happened unto you.
Yes.
You may wake up in the morning with chicken feather coming out on you. I know it sounds funny. That's where you're trying to get your speaker.
Right.
The devil said, let me have him. Let me have him.
Yeah.
You went to bed feeling good. But when you woke up, you got chicken feathers out on you. Hold up, get me to the doctor. Well, ain't about to do it. You know, you go to the doctor, you go somewhere. But I'm trying to get you to see. Don't think it what? Strange.
Yeah,
he wants us to know this. Just a lifestyle for us. You and your co-worker been working for 15 years, and you could know y'all been buddy 15 years, and come back today, and my chief cussing you out. Don't be strange about that.
Yes, sir.
What I've done to you, I just don't like you now. What I've done, I just don't like you. Don't think it strange.
Yes, sir.
You do on your job, you do the best you can. Always been on time. Never lay off. And then how can inform us because we don't like you? He knows when you're a Christian. He knows when he's a devil. He knows when you're a Christian. He just hates you because you've been born again. He may fire you and keep the devil. That's what he do all the time. Always finding Christian, but they always want to keep the devil. Don't think it what? Strange.
Yeah.
All right.
The devil know it. He can't stand you. I found it out since I've been working in my lifetime. Notice when they get ready to get a superpower, they get one of the worst person in me. The one that in charge, he not saved, that's number one. And when he can pick somebody, he always picks somebody never been born again. Quiet a little bit. I know I'm right. Heaven say I'm right. I know that. I'm just trying to help somebody. You're strange because strange things happen to you. I'm
going
to show you a reading of the wine now, okay?
Take your time,
Doc. Take my time, Doc.
Take your time.
Okay, Doc.
Take your time.
Read the next verse. God Almighty.
But rejoice.
Lord have mercy.
inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings,
Lord Almighty,
that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Lord have mercy. First of all, Brother Luster, you ought to rejoice just because you've been lied on or talked about for Christ's sake. Instead of crying, don't let him see you cry. Go home if you just got to cry. You ought to rejoice just because I'm a part of his suffering. God Almighty, I'm going to rejoice. Lord, I'm not worthy to suffer for your sake. Now watch this now. When you look at it, you look at it like God got to look at it. God look at it. Now, tell me, this God talking to me, this means you too, okay? He said, not. We don't tell God to kill him. We say, Lord, have mercy on them and forgive them. Save them if they're lost. That's it. Then you're doing it on God's style.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Go ahead, brother.
You ain't got to never be afraid to pray for your enemy.
Right.
It's God's lifestyle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, preach on, Pastor.
Well,
yes, sir.
This is good stuff.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
We represent an almighty God.
Yes, sir.
If I represent an almighty God, my job is to walk like him, talk like him, live like him, treat folk like he treat folk. Hate what he hate, love what he love. And that's when God will fight your what? Battle. If you gonna fight, he gonna go home. Can I say that?
All right.
Y'all listen at me. I'm trying to help you. If you want God to fight your battle in time of trouble, he will do it for you. We don't fight on the devil style. Don't be strange when folk don't like you for no reason at all. Get up, brother, man. You get up. You come on here, man. You haven't got to do something here. Come here. Come on here, man. We want to get up here. Watch this now. Now, what? Can I just play God for a minute? You know, I'm kind of. Now, here, I'm God, but here these folk now, just a Christian, just a sinner.
Uh-huh.
You don't care about being
no
a sinner,
Jesus.
Just a little while. Now, he don't cuss you out. Cuss you out. Now, y'all fighting. Y'all just started fighting. See, now, you fighting your own battle now. See, what? See, I'm God. I'm here watching everything. Listen. Now, you fighting back, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, what? See, when you started hitting back like that, I'm going to sit down now.
I see, Reverend.
And now you don't got bloody?
Uh-huh.
Maybe in the hospital when the man get through with you. I don't know what's going to happen.
I see, Reverend.
Thank y'all. Thank you. I'm trying to get y'all to see my part.
Yes, sir.
All right.
God knows what's going on everywhere. If you want him to fight your battle, you get out of it.
Yeah.
He fights your battle when you sleep.
Yeah.
He fights your battle when you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
He fights your battle when you're not around.
Yeah.
I'll take care of your enemies if you can let me fight your battle. But if you gon' fight, I'm getting out of it, God said. I dare you to try. I I dare you to try.
Yes, sir.
I dare you to fight on Jesus style.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Don't you throw no punches.
Uh-huh.
Let him do the throwing.
Uh-huh.
And boy, he got a knockout punch sometime.
Uh-huh.
I dare you. I dare you. Fight on his style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you'll see some results. If you in it, he is getting out of it.
All right.
And let you have where you want it. There it is. Now you're in jail.
Mama.
Cut the man from throat almost in.
Yeah.
Now you're in jail. The channel 6 got you. 13 got you. 33 got you. If you cut him too bad, the national news got you. You could just let the law fall it for you. Now you're in jail. Oh, Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. I won't say this, y'all. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. When the angel said, hey, Lord, Jimmy calling you. Let him fight for you.
All right.
He fight for you.
Mama.
He fight your enemy for you.
Yes, sir.
That we got to say, this is our lifetime to take something.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I ain't going to take that. You're going to learn how to take
something. Yes,
sir. If Jesus took it, we got to what? Take it.
Yes, All right.
Bless his holy name.
Yeah.
And then he said, rejoice. And as much as ye are what? Partakers of Christ what? Suffering.
Yes, sir,
Lord. That's a blessing right there, boy.
Yeah.
Now look what we're rejoicing about. We're rejoicing because I'm not worthy to be partaker, but since I'm taking it like he take it, now I'm taking a part of it, I'm worthy to do it. Because he told me to do it.
All right.
Suffering for Christ's sake is an honor. Y'all didn't know that?
All right.
I said, suffering for Christ's sake is an honor.
Yes, sir.
You can rejoice, but rejoice, but when he comes, God Almighty, there's going to be some exceedingly joy.
Right.
I thought I would rejoice in him, but when I see him, I'm going to rejoice some more. There's some more actually rejoicing that he's going to give me when I see him, because I went through with what he said, go through with. He got some extra rejoicing up there. Exceedingly rejoicing. God Almighty, when I see him, I'm going to be glad. Look at him. And guess what? He got some extra little crowns for those who went through this stuff like that. You get a little extra crowns because you stood still.
Uh-huh.
Read the next verse. I'll be on that till my time up. Read on. Read on.
If ye be reproached.
Listen to that.
For the name of Christ.
God,
happy are ye.
Lord, help us.
For the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you.
Yeah.
On their part, he is evil spoken of.
Yeah.
But on your part, he is glorified.
Yeah.
Y'all see that?
All right.
If ye be reproached, and brother, they're going to reproach you. I promise, they're coming at you.
Uh-huh.
For the name of who? Christ. No, no, don't ever approach you now because you stole something.
Christ's name.
Don't be approaching now because you raised the hell yourself. You started all by yourself with nothing but junk, telling lies, and got back on somebody, and them folk want to eat you up now. You started that yourself. But if condition, if now, if, because we started ourselves sometimes, don't we, y'all? It got to be what? For Christ.
Right.
for his name. It said, happy are ye.
Yes, sir.
Lord, have mercy.
All right.
And watch this now. Lord, boy, I'm taking my time, too.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Anytime folk lying on you, it going to get to you. I promise you. If they say something good, you may get that next year. But when folk lying on you, you get that the next minute if you don't watch yourself. They start texting one another. They going to make sure you get that.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But look what it said. Happy are ye. It's not to hold your head down, but happy are ye for what? The spirit of glory and of God resting upon you.
Right.
In other words, they can see the spirit of God in you.
Yeah.
And that's what resting on you, because that's what they see.
Yes, sir.
They said the spirit of God. Mean that devil know it's the spirit of God that's really at you.
Lord, help me. Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And then, on their part, this is the devil part now. On their part, he is what? Evil spoken of. But on your part, he is what? Glorified. In other words, that devil inside that evil fella, he knows because he's a spirit and he see God in you.
Amen. Yes, sir. That's right.
The demon, that attitude, he see God in you. Spirits see spirits. The evil spirit see God's spirit. He ain't getting mad because you look good on the outside. He get mad with Jesus. That's devil spirit recognize God's spirit inside of you.
Amen. You're right.
Have you ever, hold on, mercy. Have you ever talked to some folks that said, well, you know, they just talk about folks so bad. And then he said, well, what are you doing? Well, I don't know, but you ain't heard nothing. No, you ain't heard nothing. See, he ain't got nothing to say, see. He ain't got nothing to say. Well, you must ain't heard the ladies. He ain't brought up nothing yet, see.
That's
right. You can't bring him. I just don't like her anyway. That's all. Watch it all. They think they saw me anyway and all that kind of stuff. He ain't got nothing to say. It's Jesus that he hates.
Right.
It's the devil in them. The spirit of devil in them. See the spirit of God in you.
Yeah.
And he can't stand you.
Right.
And you need to know this.
Right.
We travel following Jesus and folks at us are doing this. We go through our life. But you need to know why. Church folk the same way.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, I'll preach on that.
You find a lot in the church.
Yeah.
Like Hudson said, we can't stand one another. Someone I'm going to heaven. What heaven you going to?
Right.
Show me what heaven you going to.
Mama.
Don't be deceived, folks. Folks think the Bible playing. God ain't playing with nobody.
No, sir.
Yeah. So you glorify when you go through your trial. Say hallelujah. You ought to be happy when folks talk about you. Reverend, they talking about you. Well, get in line. Who next? I mean, who next? I don't preach no compromising gospel. For nobody love me. If you don't love me, that's you and God's business. Ain't none of my business. I'm not going to compromise the gospel nowhere.
Preach on.
And I said on last Sunday, any preacher get in the pulpit and compromise the gospel, do you know what they're doing? They're apologizing to the world what Jesus done said. Apologizing. The devil, he didn't know what he really was saying. Jesus didn't know what he really was saying. You're apologizing to the world. When you compromise, God will. And preachers doing it by the thousands and millions to keep from going through the other side of salvation. That's one thing you can't do. You can't make nobody love you. If it ain't from the heart, they don't love you anyway, buddy. You can't make nobody love you. But your job is to treat them right. And God will fight your battle for you. So my brothers and sisters, suffering for Christ's sake, make sure it's for his sake, is a lifestyle for the Christian. Remember that now. Don't let no, if any preacher come with you and they ain't different, they telling you a lie. Everything gonna be sunny, everything all right. Those lies, the Bible don't even teach that. No, read your Bible. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, persecution of persecuting the saints of God is the world lifestyle. When they see the holy life you live, it's condemned their unholy lifestyle they live in. And they hate to see it. You show them up. So they get at you. They talk about you. Because they see the holy living you live, you condemn in their lifestyle. Oh, condemn in their lifestyle. And don't you borrow my lifestyle. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, watch this. The world doesn't care for Jesus' lifestyle. It doesn't want to change. See, the world loves you. Watch television. Boy, you see folk how they kill on, boy, I mean by the millions. And that news, early morning news, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock news. And that's channel 13. I don't know what station called that. Sometimes I'll be watching it. And they're going to have a rock and roll singer out there. Boy, it'd be so crowded down in the street, it blocked 3 or 4 streets off. He'll rock, a rock and roll singer. That's the world love his own. I said, these some of the crazy folks I ever saw in my life. Now they gonna get up early in the morning. Some brothers, they said some out there at midnight, you get a good place. And I said, that's some of the craziest stuff I ever saw in my life. They hear somebody sing a song that early in the morning, all that crowd, and won't go to church nowhere. The world loves his own. The world can't stand Jesus. Always remember that. The world don't care nothing about you. But you're supposed not to love the world, but if you can help them, help them. Because they need help. This their lifestyle. Some, watch this now, some of them have tasted the heavenly gift. And the heavenly gift of Jesus. And had been enlightened. But they reject Jesus as receiving him as Savior and Lord, in a sense. They didn't let the word take root in their heart. For it's like Judas, number one. Judas tasted the goodness of God.
Yes, sir.
But he didn't receive Jesus Christ.
That's right.
But he rejected him on down the road. The word didn't take root in his heart.
My Lord.
And them kind of folk, when they get in church, they call them hypocrites just about.
My Lord.
But been born again, they never been born again. Well, let me straighten that out a little bit, because y'all looking at me funny on that. Get your Bible, boy. Hey, get your Bible.
Look at John 6 and 53 for me. Look what Jesus said now. Watch Jesus. You see, then these folks, they come to church, they be in church, they have big time office, they hold big time, they preach the same way. Some ain't never been called by God and all that. But they just had a taste of Jesus. But you got to eat Jesus. Read that. John 6 and 53. John 6 and 53.
Then Jesus said unto them,
yeah.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
You have no what? Life in you. In other words, he's talking about that spiritual bread now, okay? That spiritual blood. You got to eat it. You got to accept this word of God. And let it get root down in your heart. In this same chapter, you go home and read it. Jesus talked to all these people. They walked off and left him. Some of them didn't walk with him no more. They said, that's a hard saying. And some of us, we want to get born again. Well, I'm got to stop doing that first thing. I don't talk to some folks. Well, I'm got to stop going party. I'm got to stop doing it. I'm got to stop gambling. I'm got to stop running around. Yes! If you don't want to stop, that's your business. But yes!
Go ahead, man.
A couple of miles with you. Tell these folks the truth. Yes. You may not stop overnight, but you ought to be trying every day to stop. And if you keep God on your side, you'll be dropping off as you go.
Amen.
Yes, you got to stop.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with the church. We won't do everything that y'all and come in here and shout. No. Not being the world don't respect us no more. Talking about gambling. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we ain't gonna gamble. Yeah, you talk about the school. Oh, you just want the school to be your baby. Well, you can't gamble. That's all you want to. You ain't think about no school. You just want to gamble. Oh, boy. Y'all watch this. When God, oh, boy, I'm about to get happy on that. When God get ready to do something, God ain't got the gamble to do it. When you stand up for Jesus, God will fix it where you'll go through what they thought you'd never go through with. God can do anything but fail. When you stand up for him, he stands up for you.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Oh. It good stuff. You got to eat him. You got to eat him. But they taste him. Y'all get my point now? See, Judah taste him. God Almighty. But he bust hair wide open. Bull's hair wide open. Now watch this now. Luster, read Matthew 13, the 20th and the 21st verse. You got to eat, Jesus. You got to keep eating. Yeah, eat one little snack. And don't eat the snack. You just taste it. Don't swallow it. You just taste it. Yeah. The word don't take root. Read, brother.
But he that received the seed into stony places,
yeah,
the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it.
Boy. Anon talking about he immediately with joy. See, y'all know now, it got to take what? Root. Watch it now. It got to take root on stony ground, stony place. The heart is stony. But the same is he that heareth the word and then receive it immediately with what? And what receiveth it? Watch the next verse.
Yet hath he not root in himself.
Oh, have mercy.
But doeth for a while.
For a while.
For when tribulation.
Listen now.
Or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended.
All right.
Look what caused them to leave it.
Yes, sir.
It's important. Look what made them left. When folk go through persecution, they ain't got the word good in their heart. They didn't want to get it good in their heart. So now what? How somebody hurt your left feeling? I ain't going back no more. It's important to know this. You've got to get the right word down in your heart. A little persecution. Somebody talked about me. Somebody lied on me. Some of us can't take nothing. Bad, bad is a goodbye, Jesus. They're back out in the world. Where they come from? Some of them just hanging around church. Y'all get my point? I'm trying to help you. I want you to see that. I want my folks to know this stuff. Can't listen to everything folks come talk to you about because they hurt your little feeling. God, Lord, I'll take some stuff. That's his holy name. I don't bother. You ain't got to bother nobody. Jesus didn't bother nobody, did he? Then you get mad and started fighting back. I've heard many folks. I know some of you out there have done the same thing. Have you heard many folks say, you go to church? Well, I used to go, girl. I used to go. I sure used to go. You know, don't you talk like that, y'all. I used to go, buddy. I'm telling you the truth. All of them going to hell out there. All of them. See, now they put all in there now.
Yeah, all right.
Have y'all heard things like that? I'm saved, but I don't go to no church. You heard that too, ain't you? They go everywhere else, though, don't they?
All right, yeah.
Everywhere they go, they'll find the devil. But they go out there and get worldly, and don't come back no more. Because they don't know no better.
That
means when new converts come, I got a special class for them. I've been having it for years. I want to teach them. I said, persecution going to come. Then let them know. They're little babies in Christ Jesus. They are a little baby. When you get born again, you're just a little baby in Christ.
Right.
And the devil going to play with you all kind of ways to make you go back.
They
fool you. I said, just like a little baby. I said, now, when a little baby saw up a little diver, you know, you had to get a diver and put him on there. Because if you mess the diver up, do you get the little baby and throw him over in the garbage? I'm trying to teach my folks. I want them to get the message. When you wet the diver, do you get, you don't wet this diver. I'm throwing you in the garbage can. A little baby. No. I'm got to clean that little baby.
Yeah.
Well, you're a little baby Christian, some of us.
Yeah.
All right, God, don't throw you in the garbage can. Go tell God, Lord, forgive me. When he forgive you, then he don't wipe you clean and put another knife on you. He don't throw you away.
No. Amen.
You got to teach him that. When you ask for forgiveness, meaning from your heart, God will put a clean diver on you. And I tell them, I keep on telling them, when I'm teaching them, I got somebody teaching them now, but when I tell them, teach them, I say, now, you're going to walk on down the road, after a while, you're going to mess up another thing.
Yeah.
You go to God and say, Lord, forgive me. He'll wipe you clean and do the same. You're putting the wood down in your heart. God looking out for him because he quick to say, I'm sorry. He quick to say, will you forgive me? Be quick to say it. Run up on somebody talking about you now. Lying on because you're a little baby. You can't take nothing. You're arguing, fussing. Now start a fight. Because you're a little baby. And the devil going to see to that. But when you grow in grace, after a while you started walking, you ain't crawling no more now. And then as you study God's word, you put up a little truck and start running. See, when you're crawling, you're growing in grace. Anything that gets your attention, any little rattle, you get a little baby, yeah, looking at you, you know, any little noise, get your attention, isn't that right? But when you grow in grace, in the knowledge of God, you start walking for Jesus. And all that noise, I'm used to that stuff, bro. You're going to bring me some, man. Growing in grace. The word done took root in my heart. You can walk off from this stuff when you keep on growing in grace. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, time just about gone. Okay, bless you. And my brothers and sisters, it's just like when Jesus, we're going on. When Jesus, we offer Jesus that vinegar with that gall. Notice, Brother Harris, he didn't drink it. He what? Tasted. See, a lot of folks just don't taste Jesus. If you don't swallow it, ain't no good. You got to eat him. You got to really accept him. He didn't swallow it. He just tasted it and spit it out. What are you trying? I don't want no vinegar. Lord have mercy. I don't want nobody trying to cure my pain. I'm taking my pain like a God. Hallelujah. Don't give me nothing to help the pain a little bit. I don't want nobody to help I can bear my own cross.
All right.
Bless his holy name. The other side of salvation. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself daily. Take up his cross. How many times? Daily. And do what? Follow me. And my brother and sister, when a man give up his life, that means when he lose his life for Christ's sake, that is, he surrender his life to live a Christ life. Now watch this now. And then that he find his life, he becomes spiritually, and then spiritual thing will be his priority. Spiritual thing got to be our priority when we give up to Jesus Christ. Not worldly thing, but spiritual thing. Become priority to one who give up his life to Christ. I'm not leaning on material thing. I'm leaning on spiritual thing. When he give his life up for Christ. And when a man fail to do it, the world be his priority. He lose his own life because he depended upon the world and not upon Jesus Christ. Now that means that verse, read that verse, Luke 9:25. That's the very reason he said that. See, because when you don't deny yourself for Christ, what you doing then, the world and worldly thing is your priority. Read it.
For what is a man advantage?
Listen.
If he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away.
Y'all see it now? See, when you don't give your life over to Christ, what happens, you're going to be running that worldly thing. And that means Jesus coming with that verse in. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Y'all see what I'm trying to say? See, he's going to be looking at nothing but worldly things.
Yeah.
Worldly things can't last you. You're going to leave it or it's going to leave you. All them things that you got, somebody else going to use them anyway. I don't care how long you keep them, somebody else going to use them. Bless his holy name. I got 3 or 4 more minutes. Bless his holy name. I'm going to get through right there. All right, my brother and sister, the other side of salvation. Everybody say the other side.
0935.
Salvation. My brother and sister, following Jesus means the forsaken of the comfort and many times the pleasure of this life for Christ's sake. Forsaking the comfort and sometimes, a lot of times, the pleasure of this life for Christ's sake. That's following Jesus Christ. I'm giving up something.
Yeah.
We don't want to give up nothing. I want y'all to watch Matthew 8, 19 through 22nd verse. Read that from record. Now listen to Jesus. He kind of cautious a man. A man want to follow him voluntarily. Now watch what Jesus said. He wants to volunteer, but he cautioned the man.
Mm-hmm.
Read that for me. Matthew 8. 19 and 22nd verse.
And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest.
A scribe, number one, see, Jesus knew the hearts of everybody. Can't nobody fool God. All right, so he knew what he had in mind in the beginning. A certain scribe, scribe don't follow Jesus. No, scribe follow, no, him follow. Came and said, just very few of them get converted. And said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Now watch Jesus now. Watch this mild rebuke.
And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes.
Mm. That's the caution.
And the birds of the air have nests.
Yeah.
But the Son of Man has not where to lay his head.
He know his intention. If you go and read that whole chapter, you'll find out that he done a lot of healing during that chapter. And he looking at nothing but the exciting side of it. I can get rich following this man here. I'll be a big shot following this man here. But the other side of salvation, Jesus said, no, I'm going to caution you, brother. Now, you want to follow me because we saw all these things in a sin. Now, it's another side here. I ain't got nowhere to lay my head. I'm poorer than a fox.
Yeah.
I'm poorer than a bird.
Yeah.
When they get tired, the bird get tired, he go get in the nest. When the fox get tired, he go get in the hole. But me, I don't have nowhere to lay my head. Now, you still want to follow me?
Watch out.
I ain't got nothing. I don't have no. He. That was a mild, I believe, rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
Want to follow Jesus for the wrong reason. For earthly things. I ain't got nothing. Jesus won't folk to follow him, but he knew their intention. You don't follow Jesus for fame. Ain't nowhere in the Bible. Somebody got to show it to me. But Jesus promised you to get you money rich. Somebody come show it to me.
What you
say? Nowhere in here. Everything Jesus used, he borrowed it. I ain't got nowhere to lay my head. You still want to follow me? Well, you ain't got nothing. I'm going to go back. We deceive folks. Everybody ain't going to be blessed the same way. Some folk don't have it. Some folk ain't going to have. Jesus already told you this in his Bible.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell us, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all his righteousness and all the other things shall be added unto you. But put him first. But we don't got to put things first. Preacher now ain't seeking no soul. He's seeking gold. They're running after gold. Don't look. Put that on hold. Jesus come to save the lost.
Yes, sir.
Preach it, Pastor.
So a lot of times,
yes,
if you don't watch yourself, you'll find yourself following Jesus for the wrong reason.
That's right.
And be deceived.
Amen.
It's a cross.
Yes, sir.
It's giving up a lot of stuff. I mean that. A lot of pledge of the world. Some of us ain't stopping yet. I'm talking about that low down pledge and stuff. Some of us ain't never stopped doing nothing we never did before we got saved.
Right. All right.
But I'm on my way to heaven. No. No. You all stop some of that stuff you're doing. Doing everything. Ain't stopped doing nothing. Only thing, you just come to church every once in a while. And think you're going to bust heaven wide open. Oh, Lord. I'm finna go now. Now, here a man laying in a hospital. I'm going to use that. I got about three more, four, 5 seconds. Now, listen. Here a man laying in a hospital, sick. Sick unto death. Doing everything but right. Want the preacher come pray for him. Want the preacher come pray. Set yourself up there. Want the preacher come sit. Want the preacher come sit. Want the preacher come. There he is right there. Want the preacher come pray for him. He wants the preacher to pray for him. I'm praying for many of them. I ain't bragging about that. I don't ask them to, so God knows I have. I said, now you could, don't, he ain't saved. Nothing like that. But he want to, I said, now you done everything but right like I did. Everything but right. But here you are. Now, if God hear you, what you going to do when you get up? If God, when the doctor said you ain't going to get well, and he miraculously heal you, now what you going to do when you get up? Is you going to use this body for him or use it for the world? What you think about it? Now here, he going to heal me. I'm an enemy to God. Those who lost are an enemy to God. Y'all know that?
Right, yeah.
I'm an enemy to God. Now he going to heal me. I'm still an enemy. No, I'm going to use this body for him now.
Yes,
but just like we got saved, we're going to use this body for him now.
Yeah.
But time we get sick, we want him to come heal us. For what?
Yeah.
Think about it. For what?
Good information.
Don't miss no kind of jukebox or whatever you may call it. Don't miss no rock and roll shows. Don't miss nothing. Be everything. But you're so going to be a Christian.
All right.
But now you don't got sick.
Mama.
What good you doing for Jesus?
Mama.
Got to get folks thanking him. What good you doing for what he going to heal you for?
Right.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. He saved you to represent him. You still represent the devil. You represent him. Because on down the road, you're going to need him. Think about it. Think about it. That's denying self. Denying the pleasure of the world. When I say there's stuff out there, women bring them business. Denying that stuff. To follow Jesus. And when you do that, folks going to talk about you. They're going to call you everything but a child of God. They're going to say, every time they see you going to church, well, you ain't said nothing when I was going to BB, what you call that man down in Monroe? BB King, you ain't said nothing then.
Yes, sir.
When I go to the morning, go down in and on the water, you ain't said nothing then.
What you said?
That ain't nothing but satanic stuff going on.
That's right.
That's all of your satanic stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about some form. That's the wrong kind of form. I'm through now. I know you said, I'm glad. I'm through though. Let me tell y'all, sir. I'm helping my own self. It's for me too. Trying to help my folks who God put me over. I want my folks to know the truth. I ain't gonna play with your soul. Oh. Yeah. I ain't gonna play with your soul. I love your soul too much to play with it.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's when I got to tell you the truth.
That's right.
When you give it all over to Jesus, God knows there's a difference in your life. Yeah. I don't care what nobody says. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's a struggle, it's a strive to keep up with Jesus. Giving up stuff is a strive. You got to give it up. And God will give you more blessing than all your gold. He will keep giving you blessing. Go through your trial. He'll bring you through them. And then you can do like what Brother Evan read. Yeah. Hezekiah. Turn his face to the wall. I just said, boy, you finna die. You might well get your house in order. You finna leave him. But it took somebody who really know the law. They turn their face to the wall and trust to tell God, I kept your statute. I done what you told me to do.
Yeah.
Boy, it took somebody who loved the law.
Yeah.
If he was doing everything but right, he couldn't do that.
Amen.
Isaiah just brought the message. Can I say Isaiah just brought the message and left. But why he was leaving and had a cow was praying.
That's right.
Make it plain.
And before he got out the pallet, God told Hezekiah, go Isaiah, go back and give him 15 more years. Isaiah had to turn around and go back right here. And look at him.
Yes,
God had mercy on you. He's gonna give you 15 more years to live.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But he done what God told him to do. And you can call God a hand in, but Walker. See, you can't call a hand when you're doing everything. If you're living like a devil, you couldn't tell God that. Ain't that right? He couldn't tell him. But he pulled God's hand. I ain't joking with you, boy. And God had to give him. He could have told him that he was healing, but he had to go get the preacher. To go get the preacher. He could have told him, but now the preacher told you, now I'm going to get him. He's going to tell you, I'm going to give you 15 more years. This the only man know when he's going to die. He had 50 more years to live. It's time to go. Let's get up. Stand. Hallelujah. The other side of salvation is just, it's something, boy. I'm not never through.
Yeah.
No, there's the most of us in here. It's the most of us we need to know about from the depths of my heart. I want you to enjoy it. That's why I want you to enjoy it. Listen to it. God knows I do. I want to help you with it. Where you'll know when things come at you, you'll know to make a stand. Don't give up. God ain't mad with you. He ain't with you. He wants you to make a stand for him. That's all he wants you to do. Yeah, instead of running, stand there and take it for Jesus Christ. You got a crown waiting on you. Somebody in here may need him as a savior. As a savior. He'll save you. He got it so plain and so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. When you accept Jesus as your Savior in your heart, Lord said you're saved. And grow in grace. And you'll find that you're a living Christ. Not by how you feel. By faith. You got to believe the Bible. By faith. Sometimes folks be waiting on a feeling. Wait till I feel like it. Ain't no feel like it. It's believing. You got to believe this. Not no feel it, you've got to believe it. Will it be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? Will you come now? The doors of the church is open. The doors of the church is open. Anybody want to come by Christian experience? You may come by letter, you may come. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another one?
Bless his holy name. Yeah. 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 Don't worry about feeling nothing. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Will there be another? Anybody want to come by Christian experience? You may come by letter. Will there be another? Will there be another? Yeah. Believing.